Once upon a time, somewhere in the most quiet place on earth, tales that never saw the light of day piled up on the oak shelf that stood gallantly by the side of a lilac painted room surrounded by the voice of a brown-haired, cream-skinned baby girl. She had just decided to become a storyteller every fortnight. And guess what? The oak shelf beamed so brightly as if to have been waiting for this opportunity. Come, join her on the tales she swore never to tell. Lying next to him, you watch him roll over, back in you. And you can't help but wonder, what exactly is it about him that draws you deeper? What hold could he possibly have on you? I don't want anything serious. I just want to have fun and be a carefree person. His exact words, running through your mind. You know he's no good for you, but why you keep getting drawn in is a mystery you'd give anything to uncover. And then, as if the universe had something to say, you recall a post on social media you had stumbled on the past week that read, POV, what you lacked in a parent, you tried to compensate in your choice when choosing a partner. And it hits you. Small breeze of attention must not blow you from the other direction. You already at the altar with said man. But he wasn't giving you all that attention. If anything, he was more distant now. Yet you see, he always knows the right times to pop a random checkup and leave you wondering what exactly was going on. And you're here plucking imaginary flowers, he loves me not. And it's like the cycle never ends and you can't get off the carousel. But you could spend the entire night watching him sleep, roll away and back to you, change sleeping positions every 15 minutes. That you even know this is something intriguing, even to you. But you know, it isn't him. Or is it? Plagues of emotions you had locked away with Pandora chasing you till the end of you. You stretch out your hand to caress his hair, but halfway you draw back. You try to stroke his ear, but your hand never made it there. Restraining yourself from going all in because you don't think it'll end well. At least you finally touched his cheeks. And now, all you want is him wrapped up in your arms. You've done a pretty good job all this while, staying away, but not far. Just where he wants you, you think. Hoping he'd reach out more often, you recall how carefree and careful he is about everything in life, and how you can see the balance to it that he brings. And still, nothing can explain this. Where are you right now? Close, but not enough. Far, but not away. Why do you keep getting sucked in? What about him can't you let go? What about him keeps drawing you in? Or is it you? Why him? Why are you holding on to thin air? Something that clearly doesn't want to exist. Why do you keep imagine it? Why do you need it so badly to exist? Why do you need it so badly to exist? You realize it's not just him. It's been several of your relationships up until now. And even the ones that walked away, you always found a way to bring them back. And just as it was before, they hurt you and walk away. Why do you need it so badly to exist? It's hard to answer that question because it's not really as simple as it seems or as you wish it were. Your past experiences are your past experiences. The present experiences are the present experiences. He did already say he wanted to love, have fun, and be a carefree person right now. And for some reason, you can't help but wrap your hand around the fact that you always have to plan. Now you recall when he said it, you were all in and all supportive and all cheerful. Well, in the real sense, you probably had been losing it. Maybe not in the moment, maybe after a couple of times spent with him, seeing what he offered and how you would want to have this for the rest of your life. Maybe just that was why you found it so hard to exist in the now. A wake-up call may be required. Let the future handle the future, and let the past be where it is, behind you. If you have to take lessons from them, take them. If you have to make preparations, ones that you can control for the future, then do them. But never let the past interfere with the present, and never let the future cloud what could be or what is right now.